It's now time for the Noontime News on the Voice of the Valley, AM 1260, KROX in Crookston, Minnesota, FM 105.7 in Grand Forks, East Grand Forks on 92.1 FM. Also online at KROXAM.com. Click on Listen Live, the free KROX mobile app, and on your smart speaker, just say listen to KROX in Crookston. As we take a look at our world and national news headlines on this Wednesday, March 27th of 2024, good afternoon. I'm Chris Fee. As we take a look at our headlines at this hour, first, investigators are collecting evidence from the cargo ship that plowed into Baltimore's Francis Scott Key Bridge and caused its collapse. Meanwhile, in the waters below, divers searched today through twisted metal for six construction workers who plunged into the harbor and were feared dead. The investigation picked up speed as the Baltimore region reeled from the sudden loss of a major transportation link that's part of the highway loop around the city. The disaster also closed the port that is vital to the city's shipping industry. Officials with the National Transportation Safety Board boarded the ship and planned to recover information from its electronics and paperwork. The Israeli military says around 30 rockets were launched from Lebanon toward northern Israel on Wednesday morning. Hezbollah took responsibility for the launches and said they were in response to an Israeli airstrike on a paramedic center linked to the Lebanese Sunni Muslim group in South Lebanon that killed seven of its members overnight. Lebanon's Hezbollah militant group began launching rockets towards Israel one day after Hamas-led militants stormed into southern Israel on October 7th. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Tuesday that his government will not accept Hamas's delusional conditions for a ceasefire in Gaza. President Joe Biden will share a stage with Barack Obama and Bill Clinton in New York as he raises money for his re-election campaign. Thursday's event is one-of-a-kind political extravaganza that will showcase decades of Democratic leadership. Although the three have occasionally campaigned against each other, they've spent more time working together. The event will be a contrast to Donald Trump's relative isolation from other Republican leaders. And speaking of Donald Trump, he has lashed out at the New York judge who put him under a gag order that bars him from commenting publicly about witnesses, prosecutors, court staff, and jurors in his upcoming hush money criminal trial. The former president posted on social media Wednesday that the gag order was illegal, un-American, unconstitutional, and said Judge Juan M. Merchant was wrongfully attempting to deprive me of my First Amendment right to speak out against the weaponization of law enforcement by Democratic rivals. The gag order does not bar comments about Merchant or his family. Trump also lambasted the judge's daughter, who posted a photo illustration of Trump behind bars. Messages seeking comment were left with Judge Merchant, Lauren Merchant, and a court spokesperson. And many Americans are unenthusiastic about November. Unenthusiastic might be an understatement about a November rematch of the 2020 presidential election, but presumptive GOP nominee Donald Trump appears to stoke more fear and anger among Democrats than President Joe Biden does among Republicans. That's according to a new poll from the Associated Press, NORC, Center for Public Affairs Research. A potential Trump victory inspires more excitement among Republicans than a Biden win does among Democrats, though highlighting a potential weak point for Biden. The findings are notable in an unusual campaign pitting an incumbent president against his predecessor, with both men facing doubters within their own parties and among independents. And that is about it on our state or our world and national news headlines at this hour.
I'm here with Darren Nelson from Grand Cities Monument, formerly known as Stennis Granite. Darren, tell us a little bit about Grand Cities Monument and what makes it unique.
Well, first and foremost, we are a locally run business that can handle all your memorial needs in-house. We start with a sit-down conversation and make sure all details are captured. We then design, carve, and etch your memorial with our new computer software program and equipment. Lastly, we deliver and set the monument when needed.
Darren, what's the best way to reach out to you and set up a meeting?
You can call us at 218-773-7461 or stop in our office. We are Grand Cities Monument, memorials that matter.
In today's ag and business climate, you want an advisor with the knowledge and expertise to help you with all your goals. You want someone you know and can trust. At American Federal in Crookston, ag and business banker Brian Frisk will help you find the best solution. Whether you're looking to expand your operation or plan for the next generation. Brian Frisk, right here, helping clients create a successful future.
Well, as we take a look at our present conditions right now in downtown Crookston, the sun is starting to sneak through the clouds. We'll call it partly sunny skies. Our temperature is at, let's see here, we have 19 degrees, a west wind of 20, gusting up to 30 miles an hour. The humidity is at 68%, barometric pressure at 29.96 inches, and a wind chill of 2 above. So 19 with a wind chill of 2 above. As we take a look at the forecast for the rest of today, it'll be partly sunny, a high near 30, and a wind gust up to 25 miles an hour. Then tonight, mostly cloudy, gradually becoming clear with a low around 10, northwest winds of 5 to 15, gusting up to 20. We will see a very gradual warm-up and getting maybe back to average highs for this time of year, at least close to it. But we do have some precipitation possibilities here this Easter weekend as well. Then we could see a warm-up into the mid-40s by early next week. So we're going in the right direction anyway as far as temperatures. We will take a full look at the weather. That'll be coming up a little later here in the noontime news. So we'll take a break. We'll be back and take a look at the state news. That's going to be coming up after this from our friends at Riverview Health and Pru Refrigeration and Heating.
An energy-efficient Train system from Pru Refrigeration and Heating in Crookston is designed for maximum efficiency when matched Train components are combined into a complete system. You get more warmth, cooling, and clean air from the energy you use. Air cleaners, humidifiers, and heat pumps, as well as digital thermostats, will return the cost of your investment. It's hard to stop a Train. Call Pru Refrigeration and Heating in Crookston, 281-1370.
Colorectal cancer is the second leading cancer killer, but it doesn't have to be. When detected early, colorectal cancer is one of the most curable types of cancer. Men and women ages 45 to 75 should get regular colon cancer screenings. Riverview Health has an experienced team of providers that offer screening without waiting months for an appointment. Call 218-281-9595 for more information.
Exceptional people, exceptional care.
Riverview.
Taking a look at the state news, Governor Tim Walz in last night's State of the State address in Owatonna laid out the wide-ranging accomplishments of the 2023 legislative session, saying there's a lot of work yet to do, but this window of opportunity is still open. The governor said most of the time, politics is incremental, frustrating, and sometimes gridlocked.
But every once in a while, you get an opportunity to make a whole lot of progress in a short amount of time. And after a half century of waiting, it happened again in St. Paul in 2023.
Now, Walz says Democrats made the largest investment in public education in Minnesota history, expanded pre-K and affordable child care, made a $1 billion investment in affordable housing, and provided free public college tuition for low-income families. He pointed to a new child tax credit, estimated to cut child poverty by one-third in Minnesota, and says paid family and medical leave is now the law of the land in Minnesota. House Republican Minority Leader Lisa DeMuth says the Governor Walz continues to paint a rosy picture of Minnesota. She says Minnesotans need to keep in mind last year, $18 billion of surplus money was spent.
In addition to that $18 billion of surplus that is now gone, taxes and fees, our state budget was raised by another $10 billion. We grew government in a way that is unsustainable.
And Senate Minority Leader Mark Johnson says recent polling.
Minnesotans overwhelmingly are saying that they don't feel as if they're better off in this generation as they were the last. And they don't believe that their kids' generation is going to be doing as well as they have. There's a real pessimism in this state.
And again, the state of the state was last night. Governor Walz and other community leaders are participating in the groundbreaking today for a new aluminum recycling plant in Rosemount. The 90,000-square-foot spectro-alloy plant will create up to 50 full-time jobs. State officials say it will add up to 120 million pounds per year of additional aluminum recycling capacity in the state. Five children are injured after a single vehicle crash Tuesday in Alexandria. Troopers say a van was heading east on I-94 around 9:45 p.m. near Lake Osakis when it left the roadway and rolled before stopping in a ditch. The driver was identified as 36-year-old Nicole Geinman of South Elgin, Illinois. The children in the van, an infant girl, a boy age 2, and girls ages 4, 6, and 16, were all brought to an Alexandria hospital for non-life-threatening injuries. A woman has been charged in connection with a February hit-and-run crash in Fillmore County that injured 6 people. 32-year-old Brittany Edgar of Spring Valley faces multiple charges, including a felony for operating a vehicle causing substantial bodily harm. Investigators claim Edgar crashed into a buggy on February 16th, injuring 6 people, and then fled from the scene. She reportedly told an officer who pulled her over in Spring Valley that a deer caused the damage to her vehicle. One of the children injured in the crash suffered a brain bleed, while another had a skull fracture. Charges against a Duluth teacher arrested earlier this month on accusations he sexually assaulted a student have been dropped. The St. Louis County Attorney's Office dropped the charges against John Paul Horgesheimer yesterday after a review of new evidence. Horgesheimer was arrested after a student at the Raleigh Academy accused him of touching her inappropriately. Prosecutors did not say what new evidence was found, but Horgesheimer's attorney said the student made a false accusation against his client. And Rochester Community and Technical College will offer a new cybersecurity degree this fall. The college announced the new Associate of Applied Science program yesterday. The degree is designed to help those seeking immediate employment in the cybersecurity industry and those looking to transfer to a four-year college of additional study. That's a program if your kids are interested in technology and computers. That is one I can guarantee is going to be a safe job in the future. That, and you're probably going to make some pretty good money. That is about it on the state news. We'll take a break. We'll be back and take a look at the sports right after this from our friends at Riverview Health and Prue Refrigeration and Heating.
An energy-efficient Trane system from Prue Refrigeration and Heating in Crookston is designed for maximum efficiency. When matched, Trane components are combined into a complete system. You get more warmth, cooling, and clean air from the energy you use. Air cleaners, humidifiers, and heat pumps, as well as digital thermostats, will return the cost of your investment. It's hard to stop a Trane. Call Prue Refrigeration and Heating in Crookston, 281-1370.
Colorectal cancer is the second leading cancer killer, but it doesn't have to be. When detected early, colorectal cancer is one of the most curable types of cancer. Men and women ages 45 to 75 should get regular colon cancer screenings. Riverview Health has an experienced team of providers that offer screening without waiting months for an appointment. Call 218-281-9595 for more information.
Exceptional people, exceptional care. Riverview.
And taking a look at the sports scene from yesterday, as you heard on KROX, it was the Minnesota Golden Gopher women's basketball team beating the University of Pacific 77-62 in the women's NIT. South Dakota, they get a win as well. They beat Northern Arizona 79-65. Boys and girls track, they opened up their season at the Heart of Lakes Conference High School meet at Concordia College. Only 7 teams were able to make it, so they were scheduled to have like 17, 18. But Crookston boys, they finished 5th out of 7 teams. It was won by Dilworth, Glendon, Felton. And Crookston girls finished 5th out of 6 teams. It was won by Barnesville. And in men's golf, they finished 11th out of 18 teams, with Winona State picking up the win there. And that was at the Blue Springs, Missouri, at the Adams Point Golf Course. And the top UMC golfer was Lucas Justison, a junior from Detroit Lakes, finished in a tie for 20th at a 77 with a 72 and was 5 over par for the tournament. And men's basketball, Minnesota State Mankato, the number one seed. They beat Ferris State University 98-70. They advanced to the Final Four along with their women's team. Minnesota State Mankato women, they're playing in the Final Four of the Division II National Tournament at St. Joseph, Missouri. They'll take on California State San Marcos at 8:30 this evening. And only the fourth time in NCAA Division II history that two programs from the same school have made it to the Final Four. And tonight, the Timberwolves, they host Detroit, 6:45. The pregame, 7 o'clock, will be the opening tip there. And the Vikings, they continue to get bad news on the free agency market as they're going to be looking for a new kicker. Greg Joseph has reportedly signed a one-year deal to join the hated Packers. Joseph was 83 of 101 on field goals during his time for Minnesota. Trying to find a kicker, always a tough part of the NFL. And that, I think it's safe to say it's a rebuilding year next year for the old Vikes. That is about it on the sports scene. And we have all the stories, the stats, the scores, the pictures, and more on our website, KROXAM.com. Click on sports. We have all the results from the track meet, both the Pirates, the top six placers, but then we also have a link to every single result and 20-plus pictures and more, all available on our website, KROXAM.com. Click on sports. We'll take a break. We'll be back and take a look at the local news and the weather. That'll be coming up after this from our friends at Polk County and Red Lake County Veterans Affairs and Hugo's Family Marketplace.
My name is Curtis Allison. I'm the Polk and Red Lake County Veteran Service Officer. I'm here to help veterans and their families navigate through the many layers of benefits provided by the state of Minnesota and the U.S. Department of Veteran Affairs. To contact me, call 218-281-3066 for Polk County. And for Red Lake County, please call 218-689-8587 or visit the Polk or Red Lake County websites. For statewide information, call the Veterans Link Vet line at 888-LINK-VET.
Shop for Easter dinner at Hugo's Family Marketplace. The 9-count package of Hugo's homemade hot crust buns, $4.99. Select stovetop stuffing, 2 for $4. Select Swanson broth or stock are 2 for $4. Fresh sweet potatoes, 99 cents a pound. And for your dining table, buy an Easter basket bouquet for $8.99. Find all this week's savings at GoHugos.com. Hugo's will be closed Easter Sunday. Happy Easter to everyone.
You're gonna find more low prices, more great stuff when you go to Hugo's.
Taking a look at the local news, the Crookston Housing and Economic Development Authority, known as CHETA, they met Tuesday morning at the Valley Technology Park. The board began the meeting with a discussion about the Minnesota Climate Innovation Finance Authority and the newly developed Green Bank Fresh Energy. The Green Bank has received $45 million in initial seed appropriation, and which can be distributed to organizations nationwide who submit a strategic plan. The strategic plan must be established established targets for a number of projects, investment levels, greenhouse gas emission reductions levels, installed energy capacity, or energy savings. The Finance Authority is intended to be a technical assistance resource for borrowers such as CHETA. In addition, it is expected to form partnerships with contractors and inform them of financing programs. CHETA is planning on submitting a strategic plan to the Minnesota Climate Innovation Finance Authority to receive funds for the weatherization plan for infrastructure and housing in Crookston. CHETA has not disclosed how much they will ask for or the date they will submit the request. The Finance Authority will accept the strategic plan applications through December 15th of 2024. The board approved the Crookston EDA to apply for the Local Climate Action Grant in the amount of $50,000 through the Minnesota Pollution Control Agency. EDA Director Carrie Kirschbaum explains.
So the Minnesota Pollution Control Agency has a climate action grant available. It's up to $50,000 where you can look at different projects to help your city. So we're considering a couple options. One of them is to put some solar panels out by Valley Tech Park to help to offset our electric bills and keep our tax dollars down there so we don't have to pay quite as much and all that, because this is a city-owned building. So that's one of the things we're thinking about, and we're considering a couple other options. We just wanted approval to move forward once we identify the project.
The final item the board approved was an agreement with the City of Crookston to disperse the Small Cities Development Grant local program income. The city was ultimately awarded $1.2 million in grant funding for the Small Cities Development Grant. The EDA will have the responsibility with initiating and managing the program, in which they will decide where the funding goes. The EDA will use funds from their budget initially regarding the SCDG, and they will send the invoices to the city and be reimbursed with the grant funding that has been received. The consent agenda included the approval of minutes from the February 29th meeting. It will also include the approval of bills and disbursements in the amount of $236,050.59. CHETA will meet again Tuesday, April 30th at the Valley Technology Park. Well, the Crookston High School speech team competed in the subsection 30A competition at Dilworth Glendon Felton High School in Glendon on Tuesday with four students advancing to sections. Brandon Wandry competed in original oratory and finished first place. Lily Olmsted competed in storytelling and finished second place. And Shayla Azer and Zach Plant competed in duo interpretation and finished third. All four of those will be advancing to the section meet. Other students competing included Siren Mulvey, received fifth place in prose. John Lisoff received fifth place in humor. Jaden Newquist received seventh place in drama. And Ivan Luco received seventh place in discussion. Wandry, Olmsted, Azure, and Plant will compete in the Section 8A speech competition in Foston April 11th. The top three in each category at sections will advance to the state competition. For a picture of the participants, go to KROXAM.com. North Star 4-H Club applied for and received a Food Partner Challenge grant through Minnesota 4-H thanks to generous support from donors and Compure Financial. Club members decided to create meal kits to be sent home with families in need of food. The kits would contain only non-perishable food items, and preparation could not include any additional ingredients besides water. Club members spent time brainstorming ideas for the kits, and club officers had to compare prices and stay within their budget when shopping. The food purchased include pasta and sauce, soup and crackers, oatmeal and fruit cups, peanut butter and jelly and crackers, mac and cheese cups, pancake mix, syrup, chicken dinners, and canned chicken, and a chili and cornbread mix. Club members packed each meal into a large Ziploc bag for easy distribution and created 79 meal kits. North Star 4-H Club also hosted a Socks and Snacks for Students drive in January to collect clothing and food for elementary students. They partnered with local schools, churches, and businesses for drop-off locations within the community. At the end of the drive, all donations were picked up and sorted. Club members also used part of their grant funds to purchase essential items in various youth sizes to add to donated socks and snacks before delivery. To see pictures from the event, go and visit KROXAM.com. Hats off to the North Star 4-H Club on that fantastic couple of things they did for the community. American Crystal Sugar is proud to award the Crookston Industrial Technology Department a check, that's the Crookston High School Industrial Technology Department, a check for $4,000 to help with creating more welding and grinding space in the welding lab, including the purchase of a TIG welder with AC current, especially for aluminum. Travis Oliver, who's the instructor for the Industrial Technology Department at Crookston High School, is looking to improve the safety and expand the availability of welding equipment within his class. Through creating a 36-inch-wide grinding station with individual booths, adding a cooling tank made of stainless steel with a drain system so all metals can be cooled off faster and safer. Also, he will be adding a new wall-mounted air hose reel, which will be used for the hand plasma cutter, and drying off welds with easier cleanup and organization. This will help give the students hands-on experience so that this will put them in better position to be successful as soon as they graduate. It is Oliver's belief that this field is ripe for tremendous growth in the future with many different industries, some of these industries right here in Crookston. As a way of saying thank you to American Crystal Sugar, Oliver said the new area will have an American Crystal Sugar logo hanging above the area to show that it was sponsored by American Crystal. And American Crystal Sugar is proud to support the Crookston Industrial Technology Department and hopes this grant will help give the students of Crookston High School an opportunity to get hands-on experience with a better, safer, and more organized welding area. So a big thank you to American Crystal for doing that. And we have a picture of the check presentation on our website as well. Today at approximately 5:53 a.m., the Polk County Sheriff's Office received a call for a service regarding a possible burglary in progress in Belgium Township. Upon arrival, deputies discovered that the suspects fled the area on foot. After an extensive search of the area, a 29-year-old male from Warren was located and arrested. It was believed there was a second suspect who fled from the scene, however, has not been located. Although the second suspect has not been located, the Polk County Sheriff's Office has no reason to believe there is a threat to the public at this time. The arrested individual's identity will be released once formal charges are filed. The Polk County Sheriff's Office was assisted by the Crookston Police Department and Minnesota State Patrol. The incident is under investigation. Anyone with information is encouraged to contact the Polk County Sheriff's Office at 218-281-0431. The Northwest Regional Correction Center reported the arrest of Jenny Jo Holm, 47, of Crookston, for third-degree DUI, Antonio Daylon Locke, 26, of Crookston, for domestic assault in the act to cause fear of immediate bodily harm to another, and Nicholas Gage Swanson, 29, of Blaine, for domestic abuse in violation of a no-contact order. Well, we're sad to say, a longtime Crookston school district teacher, Leland Bud Dwayne Ellingson, 90, passed away on Saturday afternoon, March 23rd, at the Benedictine Living Community of Crookston with his many of his family at his side. Bud, as he was affectionately known throughout his life, was born in Dahlin, North Dakota, April 22, 1933, the youngest of eight children of the union of Tostin and Ella Ellingson. He was baptized and confirmed in the Lutheran faith, educated in Dahlin schools, and graduated as valedictorian of the Dahlin High School class of 1951. Went to Concordia College in Moorhead, earning a bachelor's degree in education in 1955. He would attain his master's degree in education from the University of North Dakota in 1964. Bud was united in marriage to Judith Ellen Dragseth on December 29, 1963, in the First English Lutheran Church of Eldred. Bud and Judy settled into their first home to start their family, which would grow into include daughter Mary and sons Todd and Dan. In 2013, Bud was diagnosed with beginning stages of dementia, but through a medication, he was able to function quite well until the dementia began to take over in 2018. Bud's family would like to give special recognition and thanks to the staff of Riverview Health, Benedictine Living Community of Crookston, and Hospice of the Red River Valley. And a very grateful to have shared a lifetime with Bud is Judy, his sweetheart and partner in everything for over 60 years. Their three children and son-in-law and daughters-in-law, Mary and Scott Tolbert of Grand Forks, Todd and Andrea Ellingson of Glendale, Arizona, and Dan and Kathy Ellingson of St. Louis Park. 10 grandchildren, 2 great-grandchildren, and also a sister-in-law, June Ellingson of Park River. And from Judy's side of the family, brother-in-law and sister-in-law, Alan and Judy Dragseth of Crookston, and sister-in-law and brother-in-law, Jane and Robert Sandberg of Crookston, together with nieces, nephews, extended family, and many friends. The last surviving member of his immediate family, Bud, is preceded in death by his parents, Tostin and Ella Ellingson, and 7 brothers and sisters and their spouses, Alpha Lundmark, Irvin Ellingson, Omer Ellingson, Clarice Enerson, Truman Ellingson, Clayton Ellingson, and Dennis Ellingson, and from Judy's family, parents-in-law Andy Dragseth, Victoria Vicky Dragseth Irwin, and stepfather George Irwin, a nephew Paul Dragseth, and great-niece Victoria Jo Dragseth. The funeral service honoring the life of Bud Ellingson will be held at 3 p.m. Tuesday, April 2nd at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Crookston with the Reverend Steve Bowler officiating. Visitation will be from 1:30 p.m. until the time of the service, and burial will be at the Middle Forest River Cemetery at Dahlin later in the spring. Memorials may be given in Bud's name to Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Crookston. And that is about it on our local news. You know, Mr. Ellingson was always one of my favorites. Always loved talking hoops in high school and even after high school, talking pirate sports, and always fun to talk with him and get to know teachers after you have them as a teacher and realize, hey, they are normal human beings, not just teachers. And it's always, you know, it was always fun talking with Mr. Ellingson. And so too bad. We are, again, we posted that on our website, the full obit, for those of you like me that had Mr. Ellingson as a teacher and got to know him during school and after our graduation as well. Again, all of that information is there. As we take a look at our weather right now in downtown Crookston, we have 21 degrees, a northwest wind of 20, gusting up to 28. Humidity is at 63%, barometric pressure at 29.96 inches, wind chill of 6 above. So 21, a wind chill of 6 right now in downtown Crookston. As we take a look at our barometric pressure, that has been steady the last couple of hours at 29.96. Humidity is down just a bit at 63%, but that wind chill has been either below zero in the single digits or above zero in the single digits, and that's where we're at right now at 6. Although the sun sneaking through the clouds once again, we'll call it partly sunny and 21 degrees with a wind chill of 6. As we take a look at the almanac from yesterday, we had 21 as a high, a low of 16, and a dusting of snow. The average high for today is 40, the average low 22. Year ago high 12, year ago low 4 below. The record high 78 set in 1946, the record low 18 below set in 1955. The sun rose at 7:15, the sun will set at 7:49 for 12 hours, 34 minutes of daylight. As we take a look at the forecast for Crookston and the KROX listening area for this afternoon, it'll be partly sunny, a high near 28, blustery with northwest winds of 15 to 20, gusting up to 25. Tonight, mostly cloudy, then gradually becoming clear with a low around 10, northwest winds of 5 to 15, gusting up to 20. Thursday, sunny, a high near 35, west winds of 5 to 10. Now, Thursday night, increasing clouds, a low around 20, south winds of 5 to 10. Friday, snow likely, mainly after 1 p.m., mostly cloudy, a high near 40, southeast winds of 10 to 15, gusting up to 20, and a 60% chance of precipitation on Friday. Friday night, a 30% chance of snow before 1 a.m., mostly cloudy, a low around 25, east winds of 5 to 10. Saturday, partly sunny, a high near 40, northwest winds around 10 miles an hour. And then on Sunday, partly sunny, Easter, a high near 40, north winds of 5 to 10 miles an hour. Easter evening, a slight chance of rain before 1 a.m., then a chance of snow, mostly cloudy, a low around 25, a 20% chance of precipitation. Then on Monday, a 20% chance of snow, mostly sunny, a high near 45, wind gusts low up to 20. And Tuesday, mostly sunny, a high near 45, northwest winds of 10 to 15, gusting up to 25. That's a look at the Noontime News on KROX.